Boker Tov, I'd like to welcome everybody to this first Tchelet conference in the United States that P'til Tchelet is running in conjunction with the Young Israel of Woodmere. We are very excited. We have some tremendous speakers, very interesting information. And just before we begin, you know, like making a bar mitzvah, you have a few thank yous you have to do, because there are a number of people that work their hearts out here. And I'd just like to thank particularly Joe Brick, Eli Duretsky, and Chaim Braunschweigel for doing amazing amount of work in putting this thing together. And their wives, naturally. As well as a few people here. Steve Roth, who's our distributor in America, and his wife, Fern. And Judaica Plus, who's helping us here, as well as the Gotta Get a Bagel. But thank you very much. We're going to try and keep to a schedule. So far, we're only 3 minutes late from what we expected to be, and we're going to try and stay within our time frame. The first person I'd like to welcome is Rabbi Billet, the rabbi of the Young Israel of Woodmere. Doesn't really need an introduction, but for those of you...
That's good.
Okay, very good.
Perfect.
Okay, so I am not giving a major talk. I'm just going to give you a little introduction, and I'm going to say from my perspective a couple of things, and we'll... Gedolim v'tovim imeni are all here today to discuss all of the subjects, the history, the controversy, the Tcheles of Radzin, the new Tcheles that was recently discovered, and hopefully the totality of all the presentations will help people to better understand something which is related to a mitzvah, an explicit mitzvah in the Torah, something that we repeat. Some people say it twice every day. Some people say it as well, the third parsha of Kriyat Shema Al Hamita, and it's something which we certainly make reference to, and we pass over the psukim, and we have no concept of what Tcheles means. So I want to just give a little introduction to this from my perspective. My first introduction to Tcheles was through a man named Reb Chaim Stolzberg, Zichron Lebracha. He was a friend of my father's, Zichron Lebracha. Reb Chaim Stolzberg was a man who bought me my bar mitzvah tefillin at the request of my father. He was my father's friend. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Chaim Stolzberg was a Radzina Chassid. And it was the first time in my life as a little boy when I saw something that looked blue on tzitzis. And I was told it's Radzina Tcheles. I didn't know anything more about it. And I forgot about it for many, many years. And then I was sitting in Boston one summer, and we were learning with the Rav, and the Rav made reference to his great-grandfather, the Beis Halevi, his namesake, who opposed the way he put it to us, the Beis Halevi opposed Tcheles on the grounds that our fathers and our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers weren't wearing Tcheles. And he said, Sha'al avicha v'yagetcha, and he told us that, you know, we don't wear tchelis. It's just the misora was lost, and there's actually a misora not to wear tchelis, and so we don't wear tchelis. I also have a tremendous interest, because of maybe my background in general, in reading history and reading about Hasidus. And I did spend some time reading the works of the Radzina Rebbe on Tcheles, and the history of the Radzina Rebbe, how the grandfather of the Rebbe who found the Tcheles was a Talmud of the Kutzke Rebbe. The Kutzke Rebbe was a very fiery personality, Emes Mekutz Titzmach, and the Kutzke Rebbe left the Chosev of Lublin and went to the Yehudi HaKadosh in Pshischa. I feel specially connected to the Yehudi HaKadosh because my gardener, who is the son of the person who did the contracting work in my house, Archie Rabinowitz, did whatever work we had done after Hurricane Sandy. And the gardener, Archie's son, also a Rabinowitz, is a direct descendant of the Yehudi HaKadosh. And the Kutzke Rebbe eventually established his Beis Medrash in Kutzk, and the Radzina, the original Radzina, was his one of his Talmidim, Muvhokim, and for whatever reason, and that's not important at this discussion, the Radzina Rebbe, who clearly had a lot of Kutzk in him, namely fire in his soul, left Kutzk and established his own Beis Medrash, and eventually it was his grandson who came up with the inkfish from which he extracted Tcheles, and that was the Radzina Tcheles. I also remember once an Israeli ambassador, actually, who was here once in our shul, who wore Tcheles. It was another, reminder. And I want to just say one thing about the Radzina Rebbe. Many years ago, this now I can't say that this book is a scholarly book in the sense that it's annotated and it's a university book. It's really actually a product of some institute called Zohar. And a long time ago, I read this book on the Shoah, and this was about the Kiddush Hashem and Hasidim and Rabbanim during the years of the Holocaust. And they had an essay here about the partisan Rebbe. And the partisan Rebbe was none other than Reb Shmuel Shlomo Leiner, and he was the last of the Rebbes of Radzin. And it's the story of how this Rebbe, who had fire in his soul, was the Rebbe who told his Hasidim to go into the forest and to fight the Germans and to resist. And eventually the Germans went after him. The Germans went after him. They surrounded they this is a different Gemara. They surrounded the ghetto. First his shamus, the first time they went after him, his shamus went out, put a talis on, and was makriv himself on behalf of the Rebbe. The Rebbe didn't even know about it. And the Rebbe continued to function, continued to urge rebellion. When the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, found out that the Rebbe was still alive, they surrounded the ghetto in Vladova, and they said, "We will destroy the ghetto unless the Rebbe gives himself up." The Rebbe found out about it, and the Rebbe put on his tachrichim, and he put on his grandfather's talis with the tcheles on it, and this is what it says here. There's a slightly different version of the story. So attired in his father's white cap and his talis and his tachrichim, with his grandfather's blue fringes, he left his hiding place and walked through the streets of the town to the headquarters of the Gestapo. After days of incredible torture, he was taken into the courtyard of Gestapo headquarters and shot. The date of his death was Motzei Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh Sivan of Tovshin Beis. The Radzina Rebbe. Supposedly, he spit in the face of the Gestapo officer before he shot him, and the immediate response was to kill him, and his dam mixed with the tcheles of his grandfather. So this is the story of tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and I think it's associated with the fire of Radzin and the fire of Kutsk, and a passion for the observance of Torah mitzvahs. And Hurricane Sandy plays a role in my life also. I lost a lot of books in Hurricane Sandy, and we lost two floors of our house. And one thing I discovered, that dead Murex trunculus snails do not swim. And we had a couple of empty snails in our house, which somehow, maybe they do swim. They floated away in Hurricane Sandy. But with that, with the many books that we lost from our basement, was a book, a three-volume book called Yir HaKodesh V'Hamikdash, written by Rabbi Chiel Michel Tukachinsky, who was one of the important Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. He was sort of a combination between the Yishuv HaYashan and the Yishuv HaChadash. He had a warm relationship with Rav Kook, with Rav Aryeh Levine. And in Ir HaKodesh HaMikdash, he has in it correspondence with Rav Herzog, who did his doctoral work. You'll hear more about that on the subject of Tcheles, but I don't have that book anymore. So for me, I always had a problem with putting on tcheles because I sat in the Rav Shir, and I heard, and not, in addition to what's quoted, what was quoted yesterday actually, in the Shir that was given between the Mincha Mariv, the Shiurim Lezecha Abba Mori, the Yahrzeit Shir, which the Rav made the comment of the Beis Halevi, we heard it from him directly in Boston. He said it clearly, and he said it explicitly. And it was very, very hard to put on tcheles. Now, the way I just want to say, the way I understood the Rav was saying that there's a halacha of she'alavicha v'yagetcha, And it's not just the matter of Mesorah trumping Halacha. There's a Halacha versus a Halacha. There's a Halacha of Shalavicha V'Yagetcha, and the Halacha of Shalavicha V'Yagetcha, when it clashes with the Halacha of Tcheles, the Halacha of Shalavicha V'Yagetcha, since we have no Mesorah from our Avos of wearing Tcheles, that's the way it is, and you can't wear it. Of course, as you heard yesterday, the Radzina Rebbe quotes the Beis HaLevi slightly differently. He quotes the Beis HaLevi as saying that if they knew how to make tcheles, and they if they knew the method of this fish the ink fish, and they rejected it, then we have to follow the Mesorah. They rejected it. But if the Mesorah was lost and was rediscovered with good proofs, then we would have to put on tcheles. Anyway, when the new tcheles became something that was real, the Rav was no longer. He was alive, but he was no longer in a position where he could possibly have made a judgment on that subject. And so I turned to Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, and Rav Aaron Lichtenstein told me, repeated to me what I already knew, and did not give me permission to put on tcheles. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein also did quote, in addition to the Rav, he had, Rav Huttner was one of his Rebbeim, but he had two other Rebbeim who were alive at the time that the Tcheles, the new Tcheles was discovered, from the Murex Trunculus, and that's Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. And he said, look, my Rebbeim, they were alive and they didn't do it. I can't do it. And he never really gave me permission. So, but my story continues. So last year when Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was Nifter, so I felt I had a tremendous kinship with him personally. He was my Rebbe my first 2 years at YU. And I went for one day to make a Shiva visit. I came in the morning, I left that evening, and I'm sitting in the house, and I see one of his sons, Shai Lichtenstein. He's wearing tcheles on his talis kata. So I said, Shai, tcheles. And he says to me, Kibalti reshut me Abba. Then I believe one of the guys from Til Tchele told me that Meir Lichtenstein also wears Tcheles, but I didn't see it. And today I heard a hot rumor that Rav Moshe Lichtenstein is now wearing Tcheles. So that I could do something about. I went home and I started making phone calls. I had about an hour before the conference after davening this morning. I went home and we actually got hold of Rav Moshe Lichtenstein. And he said, Amen, I wear tcheles. So what I did after I heard from Shai last year, Kibalti Rishut Me'aba, and something that, there's also a wonderful book I want to mention by Reb Borstein, my friend Menachem Borstein, called Tcheles. It's really a very, very comprehensive book. I recommend it to everyone if you just want to get a great overview. He wrote a wonderful book on tcheles. Anyway, so I decided last year, I mean, low kibalti reshut me Rav Lichtenstein, but if Shai kibel reshut me Abba, then I too can get permission to put on tcheles in a more tzanua kind of way. And I do wear my tzitzis out, but I wear my tzitzis around my belt loop, because that's how Rav Lichtenstein used to wear his tzitzis, around his belt loop. And so I got myself a tcheles talis katan, and I wear a tcheles talis katan. And my talis-kuttel continued. I said, the Rav, but you'll hear later on from Rav Schechter. Rav Schechter, he is the Talmud of the Rav, and Rav Schechter does wear tcheles. And we'll hear more about the issues, I guess I assume, about the Rav. But I just wanted to give this little introduction, my genesis, my odyssey over the years to come to this point. And I also want to say just a few words. I second the thank yous for all the people from our community who helped in organizing this program. I also acknowledge the sponsors who helped in helping us do this program. And I also want to acknowledge the incredible people at Ptil Chelet who can't speak about themselves. They could advertise and advocate for what they do, but they are incredible people. They've done everything in a sense of Hatznei Aleches. They haven't done anything with any kind of arrogance. I just wanted to also add one other thing. I wanted to say that there was one person in the old days from the Yishuv HaYashan, Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger, who was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, whose father was a Talmud Mubhak of the Chassam Sofer, who came out of the Beis Medrash of Chadash Asur Min HaTorah. And Rabbi Kiva Yosef Schlesinger was one of those people who was one of, he's from the Yishuv HaYashan, which in Eretz Yisrael, was one of the biggest advocates for the Tcheles of the Radzina Rebbe. And so anyway, I hope everyone will enjoy, will listen, will learn, and will at least, and certainly one doesn't have to do. You have to listen, you have to learn, you can disagree. We disagreeing with respect for people who are doing things L'Shem Shemayim is also legitimate, and also agreeing if you are convinced is also legitimate. Okay, thank you very much.